I feel like I see thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people gathering in the name of God, but yet he says it's narrow. So how can
we... Ready? Broad is the road to destruction, yeah. And few there be that find it.
Yes.
And ready?
Yeah.
Can I help you? Another thing. Matthew 24. We're entering the last days. Every day we're getting closer. Jesus said the last days will be a sign of millions of true saints following a whole bunch of real true teachers. Jesus said the sign will be false teachers, false signs and wonders. And he said the deception will be so great in the last days with Satan bringing fire down from heaven, all kinds of fleshliness, false signs and wonders, that even the elect could be deceived if it were possible. But here's good news for you. If you're an elect of God and you throw your life at Christ and you sacrifice everything and you say, Lord, I'm stripping my life down to follow you, and you test everything to the word of God and you're led by the Spirit, you cannot be deceived. You cannot be deceived.
Follow him in spirit, truth.
You know how you'll be deceived? I'll lose my friends. I'll lose my family. I got to stop going to this church.
There's a better way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, was it hard?
It is a hard narrow.
We lost everything.
But I mean, was it hard to even decide?
Nope.
No, the Spirit.
The
Spirit quickens you.
My heart was pricked and I was off.
Test yourself, folks, to the Word of God. This is not biblical Christianity. This is false Christianity that cannot save anyone. False Jesus, worldly music, flesh and sin. Because we love our neighbor. Look up our testing of life fest. It's a testing, yeah. If you look it up on Google, if you put up life fest exposed, our testing comes up. Second. A testing, it shows you that Bob Lentz, that runs this, is a worldly carnal man who links to the Roman Catholics, and he calls them his mentors, and he puts the mass on here. Do you know anything about the Roman Catholic faith? It's not of God.
I know he doesn't go to a Catholic church.
But he promotes Roman Catholicism. He supports it, promotes it. He believes it's biblical Christianity. It's a stain against God. It's blasphemy. They do the mass in there. That's blasphemy against Jesus, re-crucifying him in the bread and the wine. It's total blasphemy. Then the biblical gospel that they say they'll preach, they don't even preach that. Andrew Palau is going to preach a false gospel here of just believe in Jesus and raise your hand and say a prayer. That is not the biblical salvation. The gospel is Christ shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. Your response to it is repentance, to change and come out of every false way, turn and change, and you'll be born again by the Spirit of God. Then you must walk in holiness and obedience. This isn't holy. This is worldly. This isn't obedient to the Scriptures, and you got to endure in the saving faith, and that Spirit of God and Word of God leads you out of this. This is an offering for carnal goats, not the holy sheep of God. And on my testing, and I have on my website for free, I don't take money. Like, then would it cost you 50, 80, 70 bucks for this? I do it for free.
They let me in for free.
Well, okay, but most people are paying. Oh, you know what? Are you a believer?
I am.
Okay. They are offering a bunch of people to go into this goat farm, and they're going to have that Andrew Palau give a false gospel that's not going to save anybody. And again, my testing shows all that if you Google it. And then my website teaches the sound doctrine. The church systems in America, the Sunday church system, is not of God. Pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, that's Roman Catholic handed down. Being like the world, the Bible says, come out from the world. Don't dress, act, talk, live like the world. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But no, why? Why is the American?
I think you and I would probably have some disagreements on what it means to
really
live like or differ from the world.
Why?
I would expect so.
Like what? Give me an example in Scripture, not your thoughts. I can tell you everything from Scripture that I teach. I'll name scriptures. I'll give you scriptures. What people have been giving me today is their opinion. I think, I feel.
Right.
Scripture. We live by every word out of the mouth of God. I don't believe that's worldly. Well, the Bible says it's worldly. If you're a friend of the world.
What is specifically worldly about it?
What is worldly? They're in there. First of all, look at all the people going in. They're worldly. Half the women you can't even look at. They're dressed unbiblical and immodest. And the men, too. That's ungodly. God tells us how to dress our temple. They're selling the things of God. Toby Mac's a music whore. Whores sell their body for sex. Toby Mac sells his music for money. He's a multimillionaire selling things of God. What did Jesus make a whip for in John 2?
People collecting the money.
So that's worldly. They got yoga going on in there. That's a new age occultism. They got video games as a ministry. That's worldly carnalness. They got...
That one surprises me. The yoga, I'm not surprised you said. The video games, one, I didn't know about that. But two, what specifically?
Well, video games. Video games are idle. Most of them are violent. Most of them are a waste of time. Most of them are carnal. Entertainment is not of God. Nowhere does the Bible tell us to entertain. It says, obey the gospel, go out, live it, preach the gospel, look after saints, fellowship. This is all entertainment. Nowhere does the Bible tell you to entertain yourself. That's flesh. Entertainment is flesh. This is all fluff. They're all being deceived by entertainment and not, they're not worshiping God. And here they're entertaining their flesh.
I've seen some pretty decent gospel preaching in there. Granted, I don't go to the big stage. I'm not into kind of the mainstream stuff.
Really? But you've seen pretty decent gospel. Look at the fruit of this place. They all go to Sunday corrupt church systems. They haven't come out of the world. I've been waiting for one man to bring a Bible out here and refute anything I've said in the Word of God and show me where in the Bible we can be worldly, where we can keep sin, where we can practice false religion. Not one man's come out here with a Bible. I had a bunch of mockers. I had three men that wanted to beat me up. I had one guy spit on me.
Yeah.
They all go in here.
None of that is of Christ.
They all go in. None of this is of Christ.
Think of it this way, though. Right?
None of this is of Christ.
You have these people coming in. This draws people from all different walks. Right? I mean, I've seen plenty of unbelievers.
And they're being introduced to a false Jesus, which won't save them.
Depends on, I mean.
Won't save them. Half the gospel is not the whole gospel.
The gospel that I just heard from one of the side stages, right, not the main stage, was a hip-hop artist. Saying,
okay, there you go, right there. Hip-hop artist telling you to repent and come out of the world? He hasn't come out of the world. Hip-hop music is carnal, fleshly, worldly, full of all the flesh. That's not of God. You can't inherit the kingdom of God in flesh. You have to be in spirit. James 4:4 says you're an enemy of God if you're like the world.
How is a specific genre? Because the Bible says that you need to worship in spirit and in truth.
Yep.
So if you're hyper fixated on a particular genre, I know this can't be of God.
Instrumental music is not of God.
All right, what about the commands then to praise him with a song and dance?
That's in the Old Testament. We're in the New Testament. We have become the instrument. That's when they had no Holy Spirit back then. We don't kill sheep anymore, do we? That was under Torah law that they did that. That was under Torah law that they did that. You ever think of that? That's under Torah law where they played harps, and they're not playing harps in there, are they? They're not playing cymbals in there. They're playing rock guitars and synthesizers, and they're dancing like the yo-yos, and yeah. I seen Toby Mac. I got video of Toby Mac on there. Toby Mac, yo-yo, give me some of that jazz, man. Yo-yo-yo, give me some of that rock music, man. Yo-yo. You think that's of God? Be serious with me. If you say yes, I don't think you understand who God is, sir.
I would say that you're hyper-focusing on the physical.
And the fruit. Jesus said, you know a fruit, you know a tree by its fruit. And I see the fruit. It's worldliness and it's carnality that cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
The fruit, we know what the fruit is, right? It's love, joy, peace, patience.
No, that's fruits of the Spirit. Fruit of your life is, do you obey God in holiness and have you come out of the world?
So then show me the specific commandment then that says that if you come from a hip-hop subculture and then turn to Christ...
The Bible doesn't say shove razor blades in your face either, but we know you shouldn't destroy your temple. If you have spiritual discernment, you'll go, I'm supposed to imitate Paul and Jesus. Paul and Jesus didn't put on musical offering. I don't care if it's hip-hop, country, jazz, rock, heavy metal. They had Skillet here last year, a wicked demonic band that goes and plays at Hellfest, which is a demonic worship gathering. This is not of God. Take away whatever genre you want. Jesus and Paul and Peter and John the Baptist didn't do this to reach people. They preached the gospel.
You know they sang hymns.
Hymns, that's with your lips.
Yes.
That's not this. That doesn't move your flesh. Yo, 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 yo. Look at how foolish I look. We sing hymns.
You're not
doing it right. I know, I couldn't do it. We sing hymns with our words because that's a spiritual offering to God. This is a fleshly offering. You, I'm walking out there, man. Look at me. Then they're on their albums. Toby Mac, Casting Crowns, buy our album, millions of dollars. You're defending sin.
What's your biblical defense for, we know that the New Testament commands us to praise God. We know that the hymns and then music and praise is okay. And we know that in the Old Testament, they did use the tambourine, which is percussion.
You said Old Testament.
We know that David danced in the Old Testament.
David danced once.
Yeah, and he was, there's no reason to assume he didn't.
He danced once, and he danced before the Ark of the Covenant, and dancing is found nowhere modeled in the New Testament. We're in a new covenant. Jesus didn't dance. Paul didn't dance. Peter didn't dance.
In Galatians, Paul talks about us having freedom in Christ and says, be careful about introducing a new law on top of the one.
No, we're to follow his model, and he didn't introduce any of those things. That's talking about Jew to the Gentile. So if you're here to defend this, I don't think you're walking in the truth of God. You probably aren't even born of God. If you are, you're being rebellious against God, because you cannot defend this carnal flesh fest that I just told you. Preaches a false gospel, but you're going in there. You're united to it. Preaches a false gospel linked to demonic Roman Catholicism. Bob Lentz is a worldly motivational speaker who's selling the things of God. Look at the fruit of this place. These are not holy, godly saints. These people are goats. And the fruit is seen and shown by what we see here, and it's not the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5, because love is obeying God. They're not doing that here. Ready? Ephesians 5, 9.
You haven't given me any scripture specifically showing why any of this.
I just said, Galatians 5, the fruits of the Spirit is love. It's obeying God. 1 John 5, 3, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Here you go. What does the Bible tell us?
You're not saying what the specific commandments are that are being violated.
What, you need a specific commandment on everything, or are you led by the Spirit to go, is that of God or is it not of God? God's word doesn't command each and everything. Repent, sir, you're going to lose your soul. Turn from your false Jesus and your false Christianity. Look up our testing. We show you why this is corrupt, false Christianity. Not of God. It's a false Jesus that cannot save anyone. Holy, godly sheep come out of the world. They come out of their sin and their flesh and their worldliness. My website's loaded with scripture. Do you have a website where you teach? Okay. My website's loaded with articles and scriptures, loaded with verses. I street preach. And I'm telling you, the word of God calls you to come out of the world and every false way, or you can't be of Christ. Discern that which is good, pure, and true. We don't need a Bible verse to tell us, don't beat yourself in the head with a hammer. We can go, that's destroying my temple. Shouldn't do that. Done. Being worldly and carnal, if you're a friend of the world, James 4:4. If I love the Packers, I'm a friend of the world. Bible says I'm God's enemy. I'm done with that. It's covetous, it's violent, it's worldly. I don't need a verse that says, don't go to the NFL. I can apply God's word rightly. So apply God's word rightly, and you'll see Paul and Jesus didn't do this. Who are you supposed to imitate? Paul and Jesus, or Bob Lentz and this?
Christ.
He didn't do this. He didn't do this. He preached the gospel. He didn't use music to woo people. Amanda, if I don't see you, it was nice meeting you.
Yeah, it was very nice meeting you.
Email us, and we'd love to encourage you. Watch out, don't trip. We'd love to encourage you to go much deeper. We love you. You got to follow Christ, and you got to follow his example. You want to follow Toby Mac and Hip Hoppers, or you're giving them example.
Oh, I'm not.
Jesus, what you've been defending them? Follow Jesus.
I came out because I was curious. Okay. What your specific.
Yeah, and I started with the gospel. They don't preach the biblical gospel. You say, well, I heard somewhat of a gospel in there. You know how many people tell me, yeah, Jesus shed blood. Yeah, repentance. Yeah, got to be born again. Yeah, you should be holy. And yeah, you got to endure. And they go and live in the world like the world. They're not even ready. What was the sin of the Pharisees?
Right.
No.
Hypocrisy.
That's hypocrisy. Yeah. Do all that. Then they don't go and do it. Jesus said, do what they tell you, but don't do it the way they do it, because they don't do it. That's your modern pastors in your church system. Yeah, we should be holy. Yeah, we should repent. Yeah, we should do all that. They don't do it. That's what you hear lip service in there. Matthew 15, you want verses. Jesus said, these people worship me with their lips.
But their hearts are far from me.
That's this place.
Lips, though, because you said the proper way to worship was with just your lips.
No, I said singing. Singing is the way with your lips. We worship every day with our life lived, not just with our lips.
So why couldn't you do that with a piano? If, let's say I'm gifted.
It's not, doesn't matter. God didn't gift you with piano. He said, go preach the gospel. You can't win anybody with a piano.
Well, let's say I'm at my own home and there's a piano sitting there and I go, what you do, I want to make some beautiful
what you
music
do in your own home is up to you, but it's not the model. Paul and Peter and them, we don't see them jamming out on pianos and harps. We see them preaching the gospel and making songs and melodies from their mouths.
They don't have every single moment of their lives recorded.
Oh, how does that piano glorify God? Is it in scripture? No, I'm done. I throw it out. Not
in
scripture.
It's not a living sacrifice, right? But it's an offering.
It's modeling Paul and Jesus.
I have this.
God doesn't want that. He doesn't want this. He doesn't want your worldly church system. Do you go to a church system?
I do go to a church.
What's the name of it?
I would Calvary.
Oh, Calvary Chapel? Or Calvary?
Bible.
Oh, yeah, Calvary Bible. Last year, one of the young men said, I got to get my youth pastor. Brought the youth pastor out here from Calvary Chapel. I had a whole testing on it. Google took down my one blog. So I had a whole testing on Calvary Chapel. The youth pastor came over. The word of God eviscerated him. He started defending once saved, always saved, which you probably believe because that's what they teach there. That, oh no, you can't lose your salvation and we got to walk in the ways of God.
I think there's very strict warnings about continuing to follow.
Absolutely. I'm glad you know that. And not living in sin and not walking in false ways and not living in carnality. These are all fruit that, here you go. If you practice any willful sin, you're in the judgment of God. No willful sin is forgiven. Hebrews 10:26. That means our faith has to match our works and our works have to match our faith. We don't work our way to heaven, but our works must match our faith that saves us. Are you married? Do you ever want to be married? Should your wife be faithful to you? What if she goes and sleeps with your best friend, both your best friends, and then says, but, what's your name? First name?
Caleb.
I love you in my heart, Caleb.
Yeah. You and I are in agreement on
they
that.
They are all telling me we love God in our heart. I said, prove it.
Yeah.
They're not.
Well, James talks about how pure religion is, what, taking care of the widow and the orphan.
Yep. And so, what else? You didn't finish it. Everybody forgets this part. I'm going to hold you to it. See, everybody, let me help you. Romans 8:1, everybody says, there is therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. They're done. Modern pastor stopped right there. We don't have to go no further because I'm going to clear the building out. Guess how that one finishes? Who walk according to the Spirit, not the flesh. Romans 8 goes on to tell us you live according to the flesh. It's death. James 1:27 says, this is pure religion, looking after widows and orphans, and keeping yourself unspotted from the world.
So that was the main question that I had.
What's the world? Satan's kingdom.
It seems to me that you're more focused on the flesh than a lot of the people that I see, because you're focused on, you can only specifically praise God in this way, or doing this.
I'm modeling the New Testament. I'm modeling the New Testament. I don't go outside of the New Testament.
The New Testament gives you a lot of spiritual commands on how to love God, how to treat others.
It gives you direct commands. God. There's 1,050 commands in the New Testament for you to obey.
Yeah.
1,050.
And
the Bible says obey them and walk in them. And if you don't, you're going to be outside of the kingdom of God.
But a lot of the extra things, it seems like you're adding upon the scriptures because
what am I adding to it?
What
one thing have I added that I can't back up in scripture? Give me one thing I've said that I can't back up in scripture. It says keep yourself unspotted from the world. What's the world?
What is the world?
What's the world? Have you studied?
Paul just finds it in Corinthians. He defines the things of the flesh. I forget the whole list. It includes things like homosexuality.
Right.
Greed.
Envy, strife, all kinds of things. Now, here's the thing. There's a kingdom of God that's in our hearts, if we're born of God. And then there's a kingdom of Satan. There's only two kingdoms. You're either in one or the other. These people are in the kingdom of Satan following this goat farm. You got to rebel against the kingdom of Satan to enter the kingdom of God. Jesus said, you can have two masters, no problem. Can't have two masters, Caleb. You can only have one.
Of course.
So all of these things, you got to look with spiritual eyes and spiritual mind to see that which is allowable, even in the physical and the flesh. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit in John 16:13, it says the Holy Spirit will come, manifest you, and it says he'll teach you a little bit of truth. Do you think it says that?
Says what? Sorry, I got distracted.
He'll teach you a little bit of truth. Do you think it says that?
No, whole truth.
All truth. So we can know all truth and we can stand boldly. And the proverb says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. We can stand on and we can proclaim and we can make righteous judgment and say that kind of music. Last year I was here. They had upside down. Okay. All right. They have upside down cross guys on the stage. Upside down crosses. That's a sign of Satanism. Upside down crosses. And this young guy said, yeah, I seen them. I knew their name. And they were on the stage and they're doing stuff like this. I heard them. Full-blown, like demonic. Then they had Skillet here. This is not the fruit of God's people. Skillet is a worldly, carnal, wicked band that plays at Hellfest. Do you know what Hellfest is? John Cooper of Skillet took his band and plays at Hellfest. It is a worship of Satan. It is an outright worship of Satan. And Skillet plays there. And they allow Skillet here.
I don't know the people's hearts and Skillet to say definitively. I know that if I were...
We don't judge hearts. What did Jesus tell us to judge? Hearts or fruit?
Fruit.
We don't judge hearts.
Well, I was going to say...
You don't judge hearts.
You know, I've found myself in some of those scenes, and when I'm always there, I'm proclaiming the gospel to those people. I don't know if that's what Skillet is doing or not.
On stage, partaking in it, it says, have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Do what I'm doing. Stand outside and proclaim the gospel. You don't need to go inside of it. Look at, you know how many people I've talked to? 3 men have heard the preaching and the Holy Spirit convicted them. They left. They said, I got to go test this out. They said, I do see a lot of sin in here. They left. 3 men out of 30,000. How many did Jesus say would enter the kingdom? Few. Yeah. A puny few. I'm happy with 1 heard me. 3 men heard today and left. We've talked to scores and scores of teenagers and youth people that have said, our church is worldly, wicked, and carnal. Our pastor's compromised. You're right. We got to look into this more. That's why we come and do this.
I agree with that.
So we do this.
I appreciate this and my respect. I was kicked out of a local church here.
Why?
For people were not treating one another with unconditional love.
Oh, yeah. Where does God ever say anything's unconditional in his covenants? He's a conditional God. He's always been conditional. Always. All of his covenants are conditional. Start with Adam and Eve. You get the whole garden. Don't do that. One sin, they got thrown out.
One sin.
Yeah. One sin? Yeah. Look at the covenant with Noah. Do you think if Noah wouldn't have built the ark, and if he just had faith alone, grace alone, which is a lie, but they teach today, do you think Noah would have survived the flood? He had to labor and build the ark, faith and works.
Sure.
Abraham had his son in the desert with a knife in the air, ready to do what God called him to do. What if he would have said, I believe in you, God. I ain't sacrificing my son. I love him too much. God would have said, idolater. Faith and works is always in a part. So they talk about this. All the church systems are drunk on grace and say, we're saved by faith alone, grace alone. You don't have to do nothing. Yes, you do. The gospel is Jesus shed blood and his perfect work, and your response to it is how you gain it for your life.
See, I agree with you up to that point, 100%. I even go so far as to agree that I think you and I both have very similar problems.
Your response to it.
Corporate church, right? Like Sunday, like big church.
It's not of God. It's not the model that God ordained.
I agree with that. Where what I'm still trying to wrap my head around of what you're saying is, you know, your focus on, oh, that means don't play this or that kind of music or that.
Now you're going back to music. I didn't go back to it. That's just one aspect.
Yeah. Well, I know there's a lot
of... It's fleshly and carnal. You know why? Because they're saying it's worship. That's not worship, Caleb. That's not worship.
You know,
that's flesh entertainment. This isn't worship of God. This is flesh and entertainment, folks. You're not worshiping Jesus here. You're entertaining your carnal flesh to your damnation. You need to repent and turn from every false way. Seek the kingdom of God.
One of my friends spoke to you last year, and you had mentioned running to him as being fleshly and carnal.
Running?
Running. Jesus didn't run. Am I wrong, or was he wrong?
Jesus ran? What are you talking about? Where did Jesus run?
A friend of mine, again, maybe he misheard or misunderstood or misspoke, said he spoke to you last year here.
Okay.
And you were condemning, like, running.
Oh, yeah, I did speak to a runner here. I speak to runners all the time. So, running and doing a hobby and a practice that puts you in gross immodesty clothes, and you're wasting your time that Paul says physical exercise is of little avail, and you're running for what? What are you running for? I'm running. I'm not preaching the gospel. I'm not glorifying God.
You said the body's a temple and you gotta...
Walking is the best thing for you, not running. They've proven already. When you run a lot, when you're older, your joints are worse. God created us to walk, not run. That's another fleshly thing. They had the 5K here. All the sports are carnal and fleshly. They're covetous, prideful to win, vanity, grossly unbiblical dress and immodesty showing off their bodies, rowdy and carnal, all of the sports. I just preached at the Duluth Grandma's Marathon. I preached up there. Worldly, carnal people everywhere claiming to be Christians doing this. They spend all their time and energy on the things of the world. Did Jesus and Paul do that? No. Why don't you model them? Why are you fighting to model? Why are these men fighting to model all this worldliness? Why don't you fight? Here's the thing. Ready? I'm gonna finish with you because I want to preach these people. Why does everybody fight for grace and this sin's allowable, this kind of music's allowable, carnal music allowable, and that should be allowable? I get this all the time. Grace, grace, grace. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Oh, don't talk about that. Don't judge, don't judge. American Christians never say, holiness, holiness, righteousness, righteousness, repentance, repentance. They're drunk. They're drunk on grace, and your kind of arguments promote it. They're drunk on grace. They think they can live any way they want and entertain themselves, and they're going to enter the kingdom of God. And that lady, I think my wife corrected her. She said, "Your preaching doesn't seem loving." And I said, "What's love, ma'am?" And I said, "Was Jesus loving when he rebuked the Pharisees over and over?" "No." "Yeah, he was bold." "Was John the Baptist loving when the Pharisees came out and he said, 'Who told you to flee, you brood of snakes and vipers?'" How about Paul, when Galatians 5, in the early part of Galatians 5, tells the false teachers to cut their testicles off? Galatians 5:12, emasculate means to mutilate yourself. And then later in that same chapter, he says, "Saints, love each other, be caring, be kind, and be tender." You see how, depending upon who we're dealing with, false teachers get a rebuke. I've rebuked a lot of people today. That's what we're supposed to. Now, you're not really a mocker or false teacher, so I'm not going to rebuke you, but I am going to lovingly wish that you'd go deeper in Scripture. And if you wanted help, I'm here to help you. If you want a Bible study, if you can prove to me that this is of God, and prove to me when Paul and Jesus did this, and ready, prove to me the fruit of this. Look at the fruit of the music whore Toby Mac is a music whore. And look at the fruit of Toby Mac. Worldliness, carnality, sin, pride. Look at the fruit of it. Look at the fruit of it. Now, I was talking to this young lady.
I feel bad for you having to deal with these.
No, this is what I do. Hey, I'm preaching to a young guy right there that was soaking up everything I was telling him. He seemed like a real seeker, right? Here comes this young girl walking by. And I was going through all the doctrines with him. And he said, "How do you think men should dress?" So I was telling him that God put us in tunics in Genesis 3 to cover our bodies. It's never changed. He shed blood. I got teachings on all that on my website.
I'm very curious on your take here. Because you said the tunic thing never changed.
Right.
But you're saying the music thing did. Why do where?
Because
the defense of that?
Because what God gave us for our dresses before Torah law, and the music came in under Torah law.
The music isn't mentioned in Torah law.
Sure, so it is. Says, it's all over the Psalms.
Wait. Torah is the. Never mind. Just thinking of the Pentateuch. Does the Torah include Psalms as well?
Yeah, Torah is the whole. First Psalms, of all, the five books are the law, but Torah is also the law. And it's all over Torah. And there was singing in the Old Testament or music instruments in the Old Testament. But I want to get to my story. This young woman's walking by in a skin-tight dress, showing every kerm, form, and bobby part. That is not biblical. And I just ignored her. She walked by and she was like mocking or something. And I was preaching to him and he asked me about biblical dress. And I said, this is what the Bible says. And I'm teaching him. She's going into so-called worship God. This is the fruit of your church system. You know what she did? She didn't just walk by and ignore the preacher. You know what she did? She started throwing her body around all lasciviously, and she bent over and she started swaying her butt back and forth like she's trying to seduce us, like a whore would do. This is the fruit of this place. That's happened with three or four women going into this place.
Is that the fruit of this place, or is this an opportunity for people like me and other...
Those are church people. Those are church people that are coming from church systems that go in these places. And again, the fruit is, I've waited for any man to bring a Bible to refute what I say. They haven't. They can't, because the Word of God is true, not I'm true. And the churches are promoting this. The pastors are promoting this. This is all linked to the local churches. Your Calvary's probably linked to this. Last year they were. At least sending people here. It's promoting it. So it is the fruit of it. Look at the fruit of America. You think America's a godly nation? 250 years of denominational churchianity.
Yeah, but I think...
That's the fruit of America.
I think the problem is people not repenting from...
They don't teach repentance. They don't teach repentance. They don't enforce repentance. They don't use church discipline.
That is true.
That's the fruit.
We can agree on that.
Pastors want to keep the building filled. You know how many pastors have told me, "What you're preaching is true, right, preacher? I can't refute it. But if I preach what you preach, I'll empty this building out."
That happened. My dad was a pastor and his congregation did.
"I'll empty the building." And I said, "Pastor, you need to empty that building and maybe you might be one left if you want it." He goes, "I ain't doing it." I said, "You're not a sheep of God either." That's not the people of God, Caleb.
No, I've seen it. My dad's church ran out of money because he wasn't afraid to lose people.
Yeah, well.
He wasn't going to compromise, right? So it dropped down to 30 people and couldn't keep the lights on.
Yeah, well, I hope he's preaching all truth. I don't know anybody in a building in America that's preaching all truth. I don't know anybody. Not one. If you call me a liar, email me, invite me to one. I want to go test it. They all keep pagan holidays or false gospel or they have worldliness or they're feminized. They all keep some sin. keeping sin, practicing sin. In our flesh, we all can sin. I get it. I don't practice sin. Show me one sin I practice and I'll stop.
Right.
But keeping sin, practicing. John says we don't practice sin. The American church system practices sin. They're keeping sin. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday. Those are all sins. It's all Roman Catholic holidays. They're lies. Jesus said, I'll be in the grave 3 days, three nights, right? Mm-hmm. Can you get three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning? It's a lie. Revelation 22, 14, 15 says, one lie will keep you out of the kingdom. One lie.
Okay.
It's a Roman Catholic lie. Jesus died on Wednesday and he rose on Saturday because he's our Sabbath rest. 3 days, three nights. He didn't even rise on Sunday. Sunday's not the Lord's day. It's a man-made tradition.
I agree. I think churches should be on Saturday.
Well, no, I don't promote Saturday because Christ's our rest. You can gather any day of the week. Just don't call Sunday the Lord's day. It's not.
Right.
It's a lie. It's a lie. So just many. I have a 10-point test that exposes all the churches. I have all kinds of teaching articles on my gospel. Oh, okay. When have you read all this?
Friend of mine, like I said, talked to
you from last year,
and he was he's a brand new believer. Actually, he wasn't even a believer yet.
So did you?
I looked at your website.
Did you email me any of my heresy and false ways to correct me?
I'm not here to argue and fight with you about it. I was.
If you love me and I got false ways and I'm gonna lose my soul, shouldn't you correct me?
Sure. I mean, I guess I could exegesis your whole.
Do you have love? Jesus said in John 13, the love that the world will see is love for each other. If I see you in sin and heresy, I'm going to warn you because I love you. If I go, I don't care. I'm going to have a pizza. I love you. You got to start testing. You got to start making judgments about your life to get biblical fully and then make judgments about people that claim Christ. Now, we don't judge the world. The world's not claiming Christ. We call them by the gospel. But the people that are claiming Jesus, we judge them.
Yeah.
Paul says to in 1 Corinthians 5, Matthew 18, if your brother sins, go by one, go by two, take him to the body. If he doesn't repent, just overlook it because we're all sinners and go. Jesus says, kick him out of the body like a publican.
Yep.
You got to learn to test and discern and be a bold man of God, not be so compromised. By going in there, you're compromised. You're united to sin.
That's where we break down. I'm trying to get there with you. I'm trying to understand.
It says, avoid, ready? Ephesians 5. It says, avoid anything that clearly is boldly evil. Does it say that? Avoid all appearance of evil. Paul says, bad company corrupts. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, rather expose it. So you stand outside. Okay? People say to me all the time, How do you reach people? How do I reach people? I've talked to hundreds of people today and a lot of people that look like sheep that are gonna go deeper. How did I reach them, Caleb? I didn't go in there. I kept myself unstained from the world. See, my first service, maybe this will help you. Your first service is not to go and reach people in compromised, pragmatic ways by going in there. What's your first service?
Glorify God.
Love God and obey Him first. I don't obey God by going in there. God says, stand and be salt and light outside here and let the sheep come to you and preach. That's what I've done.
The verse that says, I become all things to all men, so that all means.
Let's go there. What's the context? Always study context. What's the context of that?
The context. I know it was Paul. Was that in terms of... Was that in the context of meat sacrifice to idols portion?
No. The context is Jew to Gentile. The Jews were keeping a bunch of the Torah laws that God gave them. The Gentiles are coming to faith and don't keep those. Paul's saying don't judge each other. And Paul says, I become a Jew to a Jew and a Gentile to a Gentile to win them. He never became a worldly person. He never, when Paul in Acts 17.
The definition of a Gentile, I mean, I know that it's heritage and you're, you know. But like if he's becoming more like a Gentile.
He didn't sin.
Right,
he didn't sin. That means he doesn't keep the law when he's with the Gentiles. When he's with the Jews, he's willing to keep their law to justify that he believes in them because he even went through some temple rituals in the book of Acts for the Jews. And then when he goes to the Gentiles, Peter, he shows up in Galatians 2, and Peter is eating with the Gentiles, acting like a Gentile, living by the gospel. The Jews showed up. What did Peter do? He dissed all the Gentiles to go be like the Jews. And Paul said, I'll call you out to your face.
Yep.
You're not living by the gospel. We're all the same now. Don't be doing that. So the context of that, The context of that, always look at that, is Jew to Gentile, Gentile to Jew. And Paul would never sin. Paul would never do worldly things. Paul would never compromise like Fleshfest here to reach people. He always preached. When he went to the pagans at Mars Hill, Acts 17, when they said, come, we'll hear of you, Paul goes into the, what they call the Areopagus. He goes to preach to them. He didn't become like them. He said, I see that you believe in an unknown God. I know this God. And he went and he preached Christ crucified, his death, and he called them to repentance. He never once said, hey, I want to be like a pagan. Watch, I'm going to make some idols for them and win them. I'm going to do their music to win them. He walked in and he preached Jesus Christ, repentance.
But he did meet them where they were at as opposed to...
He did what?
He met them where they were at.
Yeah.
He took the
world. If they'd invite me in to go preach the gospel and let me, I'd go in. They won't. They'll throw me out in 10 seconds.
Right.
You go out there and preach the biblical gospel, they'll throw you out in 10 seconds. I know this. I stand on the sidewalk outside religious bodies peacefully. The corrupt hireling pastors call the police on me. I love it. The police show up, they get the gospel. And I go, what's the problem, officer? And they're like, nothing. You're legal.
Yeah.
They call the police. Why? They John 3, 19 through 21. Light has come. That's Jesus. And I'm bringing Jesus light. And men love darkness and they run and hide. They want to get rid of the street preacher because I reprove their darkness. I expose their wicked system. I expose their false gospel, their pagan holidays. They're making money with their salaries and their car and their retirement and their house when Paul labored and said, I don't want to be a burden to anybody. And so they get mad when the street preacher shows up and is calling out the sheep. And they go, this place is full of a lot of sin. I get all the people all the time. You're right. Our place is full of a bunch of sin. I said, how can you be united to sin? It's going to damn your soul. I'll lose all my friends and family. That's what Jesus said you will.
Yeah.
Matthew 10, lose them all. The ones that want Christ will follow. No one in here truly wants Christ. Otherwise, they would have opened their scriptures and said, should we watch a bunch of men that unite to Roman Catholicism? No. Should we bring paganism and false gospels in? No. Should we bring worldly carnal music that the saints never did? No. Should we unite with a bunch of people that call themselves Christians but run around showing their bodies off acting like pagans? No. We follow an example of the New Testament that Paul and Jesus and Peter and John. That's what you want to exemplify. And you will reach a select few people when you do that. And who will it be? The sheep of God. That's who's come out and talked to me today. A lot of mockers, a lot of false American churchianity, but true sheep have come up and said, what are you all about? And they listen and we preach the gospel to them. They get the testing, they get a gospel card. They see why Life Fest is unbiblical. Google Life Fest, our testing comes up number 2 on Google. We've been doing this a long time. It shows you why this is sinful and worldly and carnal. So that's why we do what we do.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thanks for
you're welcome. Yeah.
Taking the time to talk to me.
You've known about me for a year, man. We should be emailing. We should be talking in the Word. And my offer to any man, show me what I teach wrong in the Scriptures. And I'll repent publicly on my website. I got thousands of articles, and I'll repent. It works both ways. If I show you stuff that you're not doing that's in Scripture, you need to repent. And that's how brotherhood works. Accountability. If people tell me, I had a guy email me not long ago. He met us on the street preaching, and he emailed me. He said, I really want to talk to you. You can come and have dinner and camp at our house because we're van dwellers. We live full-time in our van. We sold everything we own. This is what we do. We support ourselves. He said, you can come. And he said, you can camp in my yard and I'll feed you. And I said, well, that's a nice offer. I love that. I said, how about you and I go over the gospel together? He didn't know the gospel. He didn't care about the gospel. He didn't want a Bible study. He's a lip service Christian that doesn't want to go deep. And Jesus warned about those people are leaven. And watch out how many of those people you allow in your life, because what's going to happen is the bad company corrupts. And I always tell men, eagles, have you ever seen an eagle hanging out with pigeons? Unless he wants to eat them.
Never.
Who do eagles hang around with?
Eagles.
Other eagles. Pigeons hang around pigeons. Goats hang around with goats. I used to be a farmer. I had goats. They hang around with goats. Sheep hang out with sheep, and they hear their shepherd's voice, and they follow him. This is not following the voice of Jesus. This is a false Jesus. Do you have a question or anything?
Well, no. I just have a question. So Paul followed the Torah. Should we follow the Torah?
Well, when you say Paul followed the Torah...
The Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul